This is an executive summary of medical office DSDs, a defensive 1031 option, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When investors look for real estate that holds up across economic cycles, medical office buildings, MOBs, often top the list. A medical office DST holds one or more buildings leased to physicians, clinics, outpatient surgery centers, imaging providers, and other healthcare tenants, and investors own fractional beneficial interests that qualify as like-kind real property for a 1031 exchange under IRS Revenue Ruling 2004-86, letting an exchanger defer capital gains tax while gaining passive exposure to a needs-based healthcare sector. Medical office is widely regarded as defensive for two reasons. First, healthcare demand is needs-based and supported by an aging population, so it tends to be relatively resilient when the broader economy weakens. Second, medical tenants are notably sticky, expensive build-outs, established patient bases, and referral networks make relocating costly and disruptive, which supports high retention and long leases. But medical office isn't risk-free. Tenant credit, the healthcare reimbursement environment, and a building's location relative to hospitals all matter. This guide explains why medical office is defensive, the tenant stickiness and lease terms, the demand drivers, the risks, and what typical offerings look like. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.